I had the sausages on my fingers. I was just trying to play the piano. I had the sausages and the string. I was playing the organ, and then he smashed my half pipe.
Jim, do you hear what Gord is saying here?
Yeah, I hear him boo-hooing about his broken wheelie board ramp. Is that what you mean?
Yes, Jim, but do you understand what he's saying? Sounds to me like he just wants you to accept him as your son, to approve of him and what he wants to do with his life. Now, how does that make you feel?
First of all, I don't give a rat's ass what this snot-nosed punk wants. As long as he lives in my house and eats my food, I make the rules.
I want to eat chicken burgers!
You little prick.
Jim, don't hurt my baby. Now sit down.
You're an embarrassment to my family.
Oh, yeah? Well, at least I don't touch Freddy.
Hey, what?
Excuse me?
Yeah, he touches my little brother. He takes him down behind the furnace and he touches him in his pants.
See the insanity I have to put up with here?
He's embarrassed. He touches my little brother. He fingers him.
You're a goddamn liar!
Jim! Do you touch him? Do you finger our boy?
Don't you get wacky on me. What the f*** are we talking about here?
Mr. Brody, this is very serious. Based on what I've heard here today, I am required by law to notify the authorities.
You hear that, Dad? You're gonna pay! He's a molester. He's a child molester!
Intros don't get better than that one, my friend. Why?
I really was thinking the other day, like, whatever happened to Tom Green?
Sorry, I was actually not on the program channel for that moment. I said, intros don't get better than that, my friend. So I just randomly pulled down Ace of Spades for nothing, and people heard nada, and I am a professional. That is why I made the big buckaroos as a board up for so many years. I left channels in queue and went to take a piss, and there was 18 minutes of silence in a broadcast.
No worries. I think today you forgot your coffee. Like, I noticed you're just sipping on the water or whatever.
I didn't need coffee. I had some yesterday, some potent coffee, and I drank last night, which supercharged me.
Oh.
And I'm feeling awake today for whatever reason. I don't know.
What were you drinking last night?
I had a couple beers.
What kind?
The Samuel Adams Oktoberfest.
Tis my favorite of the season.
Yeah, we were
domestic, I should say.
I took our good friend of the show at Really Profound, aka David, his real name, and his girlfriend to the Glory Days. And I was like, Howard drinks Oktoberfest, and I enjoy Oktoberfest whenever I do drinks, so we're gonna have Oktoberfest.
God bless the Glory Days.
That's
for
how my brain
on the
works.
Seasonal Sam Adams.
Yeah, yeah. Glory Days for all of it's kind of just being like a Chuck E. Cheese bar.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of sports crap on the walls. It's like Fridays and, God, what the hell else is there? Applebee's, Ruby Tuesdays. It's just kind of that.
It's, you know, but it's supposed to be a sports. Like, we always go there and do business because it's right by the studio. But
exactly.
I mean, technically, you're supposed to go there on a day like today.
Titans of industry, the two of us.
College football Saturday, NFL
well,
Sunday.
Well, it's this bukkake of like 18 screens going at once with a million different games just spraying you from all angles.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad when you actually go game day. Have you been to a like that kind of chain sports bar like BW3 or I'm trying to think of some.
What, to watch like
Green
a Redskins
Turtle.
Game?
Yeah, any of that stuff.
No, I hate my fellow man. I like if I see something bad happen on the field to my beloved Redskins, I don't want to hear a chorus of "Oh!" and then a bunch of guys analyzing what went wrong. Like, "Oh, he underthrew that." Yeah, no, S he did.
Let me tell you what blindsided me about like going to this, pun intended.
Okay.
Show up. We used to go in Roanoke to BW3s. I had a friend who was like big into the Chargers, so it was funny taking him out in public because he had all these like bizarre OCD rituals. He would wear a helmet. He had a Chargers helmet he always took to the bar.
Is this because he's a fan or a retard?
Somewhere in between.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit of both. but he would put on the helmet during every kickoff.
Oh, God, what a freak. How did you, I would have just tried to get laid by making fun of my friend. I would have, distanced myself 3 minutes before it went down.
We got a lot of free drinks, I have to say. Really? People just buy him drinks because he was that enthusiastic about the Chargers. And he was the only guy in the bar watching Chargers games in Roanoke, Virginia.
I would never buy anyone anything because they were enthusiastic about it.
Most of the people would not do it. It was only the occasional generous soul. And here's my problem.
Were they all old drunks?
Usually they were middle-aged, and they were like the one person who was decently dressed in the place was just bored because one of their friends drug them out there. And what am I supposed to do? Hey, that guy's kind of entertaining.
Okay.
So I'm going to go talk to them for a second because that bizarre man is doing a strange dance. He would dance after touchdowns. It was weird.
But yeah, he wasn't black, right?
Dude, the whitest white dude.
Although, yeah, that's not excusable. Black people can dance, but not white people.
He plays third.
I learned that at an early age.
As far as white people go, he plays third in England for pole dancing among men. So, this guy's great. I'm going to his wedding next month.
What's the other groom's name?
No, his girl's actually pretty attractive, man.
Pole dancing for men?
Also a strange person. I believe, her...
Yeah, no kidding. If she puts up with that.
Well, she's a vet. She's a vet for large animals. So, I think she spends half her day with her arm up a horse's ass.
Ah, God. I would be pissed if I went to vet school for large animals and I was limited to just putting my fist up the horse's rump. I'd be like, where are the blue whales? I went to school for that. Well, let's do the intros. This is Papa's Basement, starting off on a strange note that's going to have me asking some questions in a minute. But I'm the host, John Papagiorgio. I've got co-hosting Howard Heasy. See, I remembered his alias, even though if you go through other episodes and you're like, that actually sounds like this Howard H. character I know. You can go through old episodes and find his full name.
I'm starting to cool down on that. I was freaked out before. But,
all right, Howard Highland.
There's a part of me that, all right. I was saying I'm cooling
I'll
on
it. I'll test you fast. Just like your friend who's like, I'm over my OCD ritual. And then you're just like, okay, and throw some mud on his floor and watch his face twitch. Jeez. All right, so I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You get a hold of me there. I try to say funny crap. I promote the show. I let you know when new episodes are out on the website, which is inpapasbasement.com. That's got everything. If you're a fan of this, you're enjoying what you're hearing right now, inpapasbasement.com has all of it. I don't even know how many hundreds of hours. We're starting year 5, or we finished year 5, and this is the start of year 6. Yeah, this is the start of year 6 of this. God, what a waste of my life.
Whatever, this is the best thing to happen to you in the last 5 years, isn't it? You know it.
Every negative AIDS test is up there.
All right.
But this is a close second.
We'll call it a tie. How about that?
Okay. Tie. I worry. I'm like the Asian hooker when the black dude pulls out the Alabama black snake. Okay. That's how I roll with that answer. In papasbasement.com, though, has all the episodes. Got a bunch of my writing. And it's got the links to my Twitter account. It's got the link to facebook.com/papasbasement. You want the iTunes link so you can subscribe and rate us well, which you should. It's on that site, too. You can sadly not get a hold of Howard because he doesn't want his link up there to his Twitter, but he's at Expedetical, which if you go through at Papa's Basement, you'll see me reference it. It starts off E-X-P-E-G-E-T-I-C-A-L.
You know what? Go ahead and put it back on the website.
Yeah! Back on the team.
It's protected now anyway. I haven't told you that in a while, but I've been locked for a while. So the
Google search doesn't
really bring up the offensive things that I tweet.
Good. You'll be back up on the site tonight. So Wonderful. Go to In Papa's Basement because it's got everything. It's even got Howard's link now. Now I care. Now I'm fired up a little bit. All right, back to your freak of a friend.
You mean the one who doesn't have his own radio show? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I see what you did there. So much to ask. First of all, men's pole dancing. What is this? I briefly chilled with a girl who was into women's pole dancing, and that was frustrating enough because I'm supposed to not act like it's a whorish thing, and I'm supposed to respect the art of the dance. This would be like going out with a porn star, and she's like, it's not all about taking loads to the face. There's a lot that I do that you guys don't notice. And you want to be like, get out there and take a load to the face. Do that part.
See, this stuns me you would say this as a huge fan of Boogie Nights. I mean, I thought the big deal with Boogie Nights is, like, Marky Mark was able to, you know, just turn around, shoot another scene. And he was just magic on the porn set because he could just keep going and going.
Well, I mean, do you want me to debate everything that made Dirk Diggler great? He had boyish good looks. He had, we'll throw it right out there, rocking dong. And he could keep going. According to Roller Girl, he could F slow and F fast. And I think Julianne Moore had rave reviews as well.
Yeah.
And so that's Dirk had a couple things going for him. Later, he became a drug addict, I heard. Things didn't work out so hot.
Yeah, no, he did. He did lose the ability.
Eventually, he was a great big shining star, though. That's what he was aiming for, and he accomplished it. How many of us can say that in this life of ours, Howard?
He did have the touch.
He had the power. The guy who wrote that song for Transformers, I don't even think knew that they were putting it in the movie. Just look up The Touch Boogie Nights and then The
Is
Touch.
He upset?
No, he was just like, it was a piece of crap I wrote like 10 years ago, and then I watched Boogie Nights, and Dirk Diggler is suddenly singing my song. I just didn't expect to ever hear that again.
I would have loved to have been in the movie theater with that guy for that. That would have been amazing.
This is why you want the third person to pad while I turn around on the computers for a second. I need to play The Touch now.
Oh, I forgot that was in the Transformers movie. I totally forgot. Like
his
that's
version,
one of my
the
favorite.
Guy who wrote it. It was his.
Because it's so cheesy. It's just classic, like, hey, we have this movie that was animated in Japan, and we need some American, like, stock
yeah,
song.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And like, it's
yeah,
so
American
man.
Rock star with guitar. Girls
you got
love.
The touch. I remember how he did it. I remember Marky Mark's special version, but the Transformers version was, you got the touch.
Okay, Derek, you ready?
Yeah, I was born ready, Nick. Let's
I was
go, man.
Born ready. That's how you attack that one.
Vocals up.
You got the touch. Take 7. Excuse me, Rick.
Are you going to do the Transformers one?
Yeah, I can find it.
You got the touch! You got the power!
I don't even want to talk over it. It's
just
so
amazing.
Good.
Yeah!
Just cutting to John C. Reilly during his parts in this.
You never run.
You're a winner.
You got to move. You know the street. Break the rules. Take the heat. You're nobody's fool. You're a
John C. Reilly just rocking out, pointing back at Dirk as he sings. Oh my god. Anyone who says this movie was an empty exercise. Do you think the bass is taken away from the vocal line on that? Because that's...
Oh, my God. Oh, it's just... It keeps going,
people. The movie is so good! You tell me what movie... Like, there's just not a lot. What was that? 97, 98? I remember that was a big thing like when you were a kid in high school. Because that was maybe my sophomore year, junior year, yours as well. And I remember you're maybe just now... God, it must have been 95. Because I don't even think I could have legally seen an R movie yet. And I remember talking with this girl. I wanted to bang so hard. And somehow Boogie Nights came up. And, like, I chubbed up right there. Because, like, just hearing her talk about a movie that was about porn. Like, that was just 6 degrees of separation between her and me naked going at it. But that was enough. I could make that Kevin Bacon in this movie happen.
It did normalize it in a way that had previously not been.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, did you watch it? Did you see it yet? Like, I think I got an invite to watch it with her. And I was like, oh, this is slam dunk. You getting done, girl. Of course, at that point, I don't even think I'd held hands with a chick or something. I definitely hadn't kissed a girl by then.
Talked a big game, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think I even wound up watching it. Which is fine, because back then, I didn't understand it was like, okay, to be sexual and show that you have a sexual side around a woman. So I probably would have seen Heather Graham pull out her cans and just been like, I have to go to the bathroom, bye.
Actually, no, I think that would still be weird on a date, especially a first date. That is...
Oh, it's one of those tightropes you walk where if you walk it well, you're just slam dunk in.
Dude, this is not Taxi Driver. Like, it's just, it doesn't work that way. And
I can't take her to the Swedish erotica... And no. Cybill Shepherd walks out.
Uh-uh.
It's like, this is about as interesting to me as asking me, let's screw.
Just Boogie Nights is not a first date movie.
Ooh.
Although, if it is, I would call her a keeper.
God. It's not, you're not doing a Travis Bickle. It's not like the one white Swede getting pounded by like four guys. I remember every one of the 5 seconds of that Swedish pornographic film in Taxi Driver. Boogie Nights, is it a date movie? That is tough. I would say yes, because it's not porn.
First date movie. I'm not
first
saying date
movie's a little loaded. Like I said, I did Brokeback as a first date movie. Didn't work so well.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
It wasn't with a guy. It was with a chick. I cracked a couple jokes, like, you know.
You can't win.
No, you can't.
There's
no
winning.
Either you're too serious throughout it, and it's like, shh, 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 they're making love. Don't interrupt.
I've never seen this movie. I heard it's like The English Patient, where it's just really long and slow, and there's just these images of beautiful scenery, and it's like, why don't I just watch a nature channel?
What? Right? Are you saying this is how you would get her into Brokeback? You would lie and say, well, I don't know anything about this.
No,
or you're saying, I haven't seen Brokeback.
I haven't seen it because I heard it's boring. See, this is why I'm saying it's like a no win.
It certainly doesn't start like this. No. With Jake Gyllenhaal and the Joker kissing each other. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for finding this. Oh my gosh. Is this Hot Rod? What is the scene?
Some guy just set this staticky, horrible audio over some fight scenes from the actual cartoon.
Okay.
Screw it. I can't take the crinkly noise. It's horrible.
I thought it might have been the intro, maybe like Ironsides. Dude, when Ironsides got killed,
it sounds like I'm on air
movie,
via one of those magic mics. That audio is putrid. What, when they killed off the black guy in Transformers 1, as per sci-fi convention?
No, that's. I thought Jazz lived, right?
Jazz, the one that gets like ripped apart by Megatron?
You mean Optimus or no?
No, are we talking the live action bad one or the cartoon?
I'm talking the cartoon.
Okay, the cartoon I haven't seen in forever. I just know it was like Orson Welles' last role.
Yeah,
and
he played Unicron.
He despised the movie and was like, I'm playing a talking toy. And that was his thing. And then he died. So, haha, joke's on you, you fat pig.
He was awesome in that.
He was, but he didn't appreciate.
He didn't dislike that movie.
Oh, no, he thought nothing of it.
I mean, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, and he was Citizen Kane and all that crap, and yet,
whatever.
There you go. Overrated movie, by the way. There, I said it. Overrated Citizen Kane.
Yeah, it's. I think you have to put it in its time, and that was a time.
Absolutely.
When black and white. And
same with Woody Allen movies. Those first Woody Allen movies, I guess, were brilliant for their time. And
I still
now
like
you're like,
Annie Hall, maybe.
Annie Hall's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm just saying a lot of them. It's like, oh, it's a Jewish guy acting Jewish. I get it. I get how this got the laughs back then. Can you imagine how mind-blowing if you're like just some New England wasp and all you've known is other wasps and you watch your first Woody Allen movie, like how your entire perspective must have changed to be like, people are like this? Like just the neuroses kind of
you
being
you really don't know wasps, do you?
No, I'm not a wasp. I'm
dude,
like,
just read
I'm
some,
barely white.
Read some Grimm Brothers. Like, they were so anti-Semitic. Like, Northern Europeans have been saying awful things about the Jews for centuries.
Yeah.
Centuries.
But I think they would have found him curious and funny. The same way that, like, slave owners didn't always hate the blacks. There was always kind of like the silly Urkel
that's
black
exactly,
on the plantation, I guess.
That is such a good analogy. It's kind of like their version of a Jewish minstrel show.
Yeah. 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 It's just like, look at this Jew. He's acting so Jewish. God.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Can't win.
Yeah. And then go home to not touch their wives. That's how the wasps roll. No, it's the same. There are those just pivotal moments where things change so irrevocably that it almost diminishes as history passes on what that first person did. You listen to Kraftwerk. And up till then, it was just guitars and singing. Can you imagine putting on that first record, like 75, and you hear a synth going dun 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 dun? Now you're like, yeah, I'll put on Hot 99.5. I heard Katy Perry. She does it too. And she's got big tits.
Right.
So she wins. But there was nothing like that before. It's just that different.
Yeah, it's funny because like I listened to Beck a couple days ago, like some of his like stuff from the early 90s, mid 90s.
Okay.
And you know, he was kind of a dilettante, kind of doing this home studio thing, it seemed like, when he was getting started early on. And now anybody can do it. He was kind of ahead of the curve, I think, on the technology side of home studio and, like, you know, messing with turntables, etc.
I know zero about Beck. I knew he was an artist that white girls liked when I was listening to Pantera.
I mean, just, you know, I sit at home now, like, you know me, and, like, my secret life, I just sit at home and, like, play with music recording stuff at my house. And so as I kind of go back and, like, look at the history of that, I realize that's kind of how Beck got started. Nobody really heard of that before he did it. And now, like...
No, you had to blow a lot of people for a record contract and get someone to foot the tab for your $5,000 a day in the studio.
Just even home equipment was expensive to get even a mediocre sound, whereas today you get pretty close to, like, studio production. It's not exactly that, but you can get pretty close where somebody hears your stuff and they might even buy it on iTunes, theoretically. And we got iTunes. Like, you can buy all this stuff and just download
Speaking of iTunes, you can get Papa's Basement there, and he ain't asking any money. You just download it.
That junk is free.
Exactly. What? Who slipped that in there? There's some interference from that touch video.
All right, man. Hey, so we were talking, how do we get into Boogie Nights again?
We got into Boogie Nights because we were talking about the touch or sex or something. What is this, a pop quiz? I don't remember what came out of my mouth.
I felt like there was an open-ended question that we never resolved. I'm trying
probably.
To remember what that was.
Have you heard the show? Yes.
Yeah, no, we do
probably,
this a lot.
We were talking about your friend. Hold on,
yes.
I've got this one.
You
your
had a
friend,
question about my friend.
I likened it to the girl I knew who was into pole dancing. Then we got into saying it's like a porn star saying there's more to it than taking a load. And then you're like, speaking of porn, Boogie Nights, something like that.
Okay.
There might have been like step six in there, but we're close.
All of this discussion was part of me trying to defend pole dancing as an art.
I mean, it can be. What do you want me to say? Anything can be an art. Do you know there's lock picking competitions?
Yeah.
There's something as utilitarian as picking a lock that have been turned into national competitions to see who can pick a lock the fastest.
I'm just saying, John, you have been conditioned by your experiences at strip clubs to not necessarily be paying attention to how she moves with the pole.
No, look, I'm not even, there is art to almost anything in a given day if you want to find it. There are barista competitions.
Yeah.
Now, I can go out there and I can pour my own effing coffee. But I guess there's an art to doing it well. It's just, where is the logical conclusion to this? Like, is there going to be a competition who can, like, take the nicest deuce? Like, oh, look at the dovetail he put on that one. That's a no wiper. That's a no wiper. Where does it stop? Like, these guys talking about their diets beforehand. This is what I ate before the competition. This is what you'll be seeing out of me. This is a crab cake broccoli number. It's just, if you want to get into that, fine. Don't expect me, if I'm in a essie mood, to not call it ridiculous.
Okay. This is fair. Like, we need people like you in this world, because I'm on the other side of the spectrum where I'm one of those guys who watches competitive, like professional competitive eating. Every, like, outside
exactly.
of the 4th of July.
Something
I love it.
Everyone does. I can eat like a pig for a minute. You do it a little better than me, great.
Hey, 10 minutes, 70 hot dogs? I don't think you're doing it.
No, I'm not going to be able to hang with the big dogs. I give you that. I'm not going to pole dance like your friend. Would I be able to, like, climb up like a monkey and then slide down like a fireman? I could do those moves.
Yeah.
I bet I got a little something.
Now, he would rock out to Steve Winwood. You know, that really went over with the Brits.
How many times did you wake up playing the Jeff Conway to his John Travolta? Just be honest with me. It's not gay if someone was doing it to you while you slept. Like, it is gay if you, like, open one eye, see what's going down, and then you kind of close that eye back. And then you just fake snore real hard.
I have nobody response to that, so I will quickly try to change the subject.
Okay.
Point out, so getting back to him and I sitting at BW3's in Roanoke, the reason I found that I hated going to sports bars to watch NFL games. Had nothing to do with, like you were saying, these guys just trying to talk like they understand football. It was really just the number of people who showed up. They'd order like a beer, a meal, and then they would sit there for 3 hours and just order water. And the waitresses would just vent. They'd be like, hey, this is great. I have like six tables in my section. And they're all just full of guys that are ordering water after they were done with their meal in like 45 minutes. And they're going to sit here for this whole game.
Yeah, that's a sticky slope. Is that a sticky slope? Is that even an expression? It's a wicket that's sticky. There you go. Slippery slope. Sticky slope would not be a slippery slope. You would just stick to the slope.
I think you would, yes.
And that would resolve the issue right there. God. I guess you have to obey strip club rules, where if you haven't paid a cover charge, you do have to cough up for a drink every so often.
I think here's my biggest problem. If there's six people at a table, and this is how it often happens, you got like three, four, six, seven guys at a table, and they're all doing the same thing. Whenever I've gone, if I'm with a group of guys, everybody takes a turn to order a drink, you know? Like, she didn't come to work today just to, like, watch you guys drink water. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everybody, yeah, they start off kind of quick. You get a couple drinks in the first hour, an hour and a half. Then people want to slow down. They probably got to drive somewhere. Everybody kind of takes turns, you know? It's just like every time you come by, somebody's going to order something. It's never going to be more than like a $5 thing. And there's six of us. We'll all take turns. She got to make money. Like, otherwise, like, we're just kind of clogging up space as if we're entitled to be in the sports bar. Touchy subject, I know. Some people feel like they paid for their
meal. Does the meal entitle you? Does the meal give you, like, a 3-4 hour ticket? I don't know where I come down on this. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I think that's a half.
If you are keeping someone who wants to pay more from the table, get out. But if you're not, shut up and bring me my water.
But NFL Sunday, there's always a line out the door.
Really?
I shouldn't say there's a line out the door.
I was going to say.
You can fill in pretty quickly. Basically, people look in.
Oh, and then
they see it's busy, and then they'll just
piss off.
They'll go anywhere with the TV just to watch a game. So, I mean, like, you're losing customers as they walk by. They see the place is full. They're being told 15-minute wait. It's like, nah, I'm just going to go over to the Silver Diner because I got a TV. I mean, they'll go anywhere if, like, they can't get into the
moment. Why do people feel the need to go out to watch the game? To me, there's something so comfortable about just being able to get up and take a piss in a toilet that's familiar to me.
I agree. It's only if there
are God forbid if the two has to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sports bar bathrooms during NFL.
Oh, with some guy who's
atrocious.
Been drinking since 10:30, missing the target left and right.
Ugh, stop it.
Yeah, why?
Somebody usually clogs the toilet, I'll be honest with
you. Oh, of course.
And then, like, the geniuses who show up, they just make it worse.
Just go on top. Just go on top.
Everybody's like, oh, hey, it's not going down. They go flush again.
Just become a seven-layer dip. Just dump on dump. It's putrid.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't get it. I want to eat for free. I want to drink for free. If I'm going out with a bunch of friends and I couldn't handle them all at my house, maybe.
It's going to get better as more people get, like, the Sunday ticket. It's just not everybody has been able to get that previous.
That's the
year.
Only reason I understand. Like, if I can't watch this game at home, then I'll go out for it.
Yeah.
But I'm a Redskins fan. I live in D.C. I've got no issues. They air that. Then I catch whatever the hell's on at 4. Then I watch. It's rarely over by half. It's usually about 10 into the third, 5 into the third,
right.
Where they went in, like, down by 10. And then they're instantly down by another touchdown, and you're like, oh, okay, all right, I get it. But I wouldn't want to, like, be at a restaurant for that, because then I'm just bored. Like, if they're getting their asses kicked, I love that I can just turn around and start screwing around on my laptop.
See, let's talk more about you hating the rest of humanity, because the cool thing about this area is, like you, there are many Redskins fans.
Yeah, but I don't feel any kinship with them.
Why,
like,
is that?
I want to feel I'm better than them. And the average fan is a stupid piece of crap. And they go out and they give their money to Dan Snyder. And they get, like, all... I want to feel my heartbreak is special and unique.
Do you ever go to FedEx Field? Have you ever been?
I've been once. Like, for a preseason game. It was a horrible experience. They've pulled
it's
out...
awful.
I don't even know how many rows. Like, every time I had to get up to take a piss... I was like the popular dog on the block because my ass was in about 50 muzzles. just walking back and forth to then get to a real crowded crapper. It's my idea of hell.
I dislike Redskins Park. It is a horrible, horrible facility.
I mean,
you might
I'm
as well
cheap.
Watch it on TV.
I'm cheap. I like shoving random food in my face all the live long day. I want to be able to piss when I want, and I want to have five things going on at once. So you're telling me, John, for a 1 p.m. game, I should leave realistically, Howard, at what, 9 a.m.?
Oh, it's far now. Yeah, it's not RFK anymore.
9 a.m., let's say.
You got to get out. Yeah, out the door by 9:30, 10.
Yeah.
10 at the latest.
10 at the latest. This is Howard, not crazy me talking. This is Howard. So I'm leaving 3 hours before the game. The traffic's going to be S.
Yeah,
even then,
terrible.
The traffic's going to be a nightmare. Once in a while, I would randomly get caught in Redskin traffic doing a job, and it would turn a 45-minute commute into 2 hours, no problem.
Because you need 75 minutes for sure just to do it, like without traffic, and then you got to account for everybody else on game day. So
then I'm going to get hoard roughly $50 for parking.
I don't think it's that bad.
Let's say
it's
30.
It's pretty bad.
Let's
if
say
you
30.
Want decent parking. The problem is if you're getting like the cheap parking, you actually have to take a bus from your parking lot to the stadium.
That's how far it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been hit $30. Let's say, I don't know, $20 in gas.
Or if you like save money, there might be like $15, $20 parking. But guess what? You got to stand in line with everybody else who doesn't want to pay a lot for parking waiting for the bus.
And why should the realistically, what, $150 per ticket?
I can't remember. Like, I mean, face value is different. And frankly, like, people, they've been so unpopular up until RG3 came in. You could get tickets for face value in recent years.
But face value is like 100.
Well, see, here's the problem. Like, lower bowl, I think it's probably worth those tickets. Like, I actually like going to football games. I love the smell of, like, autumn air. I just want to, like, actually watch the play develop downfield. Like, there's so much I love about being live at a football game. But if you're in the upper deck at Redskins Park, you might as well have stayed at home. Because if you don't know that it, like players buy their number,
there's nothing you're seeing.
You're not sure what's going on. And even if you are sure what's going on based on that, you still would have a better view on television. And to me, I'm just like, this is weak. Like, why would I come and sit in the upper deck and just not really be able to make out guys?
That's how I feel.
Unacceptable.
That's why I love TV. The camera's on the play all the time.
See, but if you go to most of these big college stadiums, so like I haven't been to Michigan.
I would go to a college stadium.
Columbus, but...
College stadium to stare at tail. That's what I do. You don't have to sell me on college ball. A bunch of drunk 19-year-old passing out in my lap. Yeah, I can get used to that, Howard.
I'm going to get so upset right now. Listen, all right, University of Texas, my alma mater. We would seat about like 85,000.
Okay.
Great experience. Oh, and I've been to the Rose Bowl. I went to the Rose Bowl when we played Michigan. That was a great game in like 05. That stadium fits about 100,000. Every seat in the Rose Bowl is good. I don't know how. It's an old stadium. It's like from the early 20th century. They figured out how to put 100,000 people close enough to the field. They feel like they're on the sideline. That's an amazing thing. Yeah. Redskins Park is the antithesis of that. It is terrible.
Unless you have the creme de la creme. You're like, why the hell am I here?
You got jacked at least $250 per ticket.
Thank you. There's the real value. That's the cost.
At least. And if you're paying $100... You should have just stayed home.
So 250, multiple tickets at 250 a pop. Parking is 50, let's say 30.
If you're going to pay 250 for the tickets, you might as well just drop like 75 at least, like up to 75 on parking so like you can have a good, comfortable experience there. Why would you park? Like,
food and beer, we're easily talking 150.
Because I think one beer is $7.
No, it's more than that. Well, at Nats Park, it's like $9.
Oh, is it up now? See, yeah. I've been to Redskins Park in like 3 or 4 years, man. I think Daryl Green's retirement was the last time I went.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah, you're
at
talking
his
a long
last
time.
Game.
So
terrible.
Easily $9, $10 for a beer, $10 a hot dog.
Disgusting.
We're approaching good, a K for one day. Do you know what watching that at home cost me? $14 for my two Papa John's pizzas.
Just here, look at it this way. Think of the 65-inch HD television set you could get.
Exactly. For one game day experience. One. Maybe two. If you want to go extravagant. Two buys you the chairs.
The comfort of your own sanitized toilet seat.
Yeah.
Enough said.
That's it. Exactly. If there is a little tinkle on the seat, it's mine or my friends. Who cares? They're not getting any. I know they don't have the AIDS. I'll sit right in it. We're brothers. World War II trenches, man.
Yeah. I mean, the worst part is, like, well, some of the football stadiums in this country you can still... Well, no, I don't think you can smoke a blunt at most of the stadiums.
No, Howard. No, I don't think you can smoke a blunt in most stadiums.
You know, when NFL Europe was still going, I always wanted to go watch the Amsterdam Admirals play.
And just get high.
I mean,
at a stadium.
They wouldn't have bothered you. You know, like Hunter S. Thompson before...
Did they or did they not? Because I kind of remember the whole Jules speech from Pulp Fiction is that it's kind of in specific areas you can smoke weed. They might have not zoned that thing for pot.
Seriously, NFL Europe? Who do you think cares about NFL Europe?
Might just make you more of a sitting duck. It might just be an open stadium. They're just like, get them.
I'll put it this way, man. Like, you could probably find your own section. Nobody really watched NFL Europe. There's a reason that whole enterprise collapsed. Like, trust me, you could have found a little place. Nobody would have cared. Security guard might have joined you because they were so bored at the game.
Like, if you had a blunted security guard, that might be your best bet.
There's nothing worse than watching a bunch of, like, failed sixth and seventh round picks just, like, attempting to demonstrate to Europeans what's great about American football.
And they all just suck.
It was such an epic failure. Such an epic failure. Like, the guys who came out of that league that had success, I think Kurt Warner is the one exception. Because I think the second best player that
he
ever
was
came,
arena, I thought. Was he not?
I think he did both.
Okay.
But then the second best player out of NFL Europe ever was, like, Lawrence Phillips. The Nebraska guy who kept getting arrested, so, like, nobody would pick him up.
Okay.
Had a great season one year. He was the best player in NFL Europe. Came back. And I forget what happened in the NFL, but he was gone within a year. I think he played for the 49ers. He never started, really. Like, I think they gave him a couple starts, and it was just like, yo, you're not ready for the NFL. It's such a terrible league.
I mean, I'm happy. I never dedicated crap to NFL Europe. I do my four games a week. I do my three Sunday, my one Monday. The whole Thursday night thing, I'll be honest, as much as I'm into NFL, I like doing stuff on, oh, what's up? Paul's at the door. Yeah, what's up, Paul? A tornado warning.
Yeah.
Okay, so mention that on the air?
No. Well, I mean...
Or clear out.
Bottom line is, we lose power and we need you to come to the front. So,
okay.
Okay.
All right, man, thanks.
Hang in here, you know, if we lose power.
Okay, cool. All right, tornado warning. Spicy. That should have been followed by something. It wasn't just awkward silence afterward. So we might lose power, we might die... But I'm cool with that.
He left out the "we might die" part. I think he was trying to be a bit more polite on air.
Yeah. Whatever. It was a good run. We could have done a better final show, but hopefully.
Dude, I thought it was going pretty well up to this point.
Hopefully, the
I'm
ones
a little upset
that we
you just dissed it.
Nah, it's not bad. We're having our talk. I just usually like a third person in here now. It kind of helps the rhythm of everything.
That is true. Yeah.
This is just a conversation that sounds good.
What about your girl?
What for the arena? Or Veronica?
No.
Or Kate?
No, never mind.
What girl?
They can hear this in the waiting room, can't they?
I don't think so. Say it. Who cares if they do? I talk about black people and black people just look in the window. It's fine. Everyone's cool. We don't mean anything. We love everyone.
Your station nemesis.
Oh, my station nemesis, who's in the studio next to us.
Yeah. I was going to look at her, but then, like, you can see her from where we sit right now.
Exactly.
Just, it would be kind of weird if I just...
The Chinese lady who takes the studio whenever we want to use it.
Like, 6 hours a day.
I don't know. Is my death too high a price to pay for her death? Is that what we're going for? Because I had to answer this question when I went for my AIDS test a couple of weeks ago. Right. And it's like, well... If I've got AIDS, it means the X has AIDS, so, you know, there's a silver lining. It's a little too high a price. I might lose an arm to lose her for good. Like, if I lose Lefty. Not my good right arm.
Is that all you use your right arm for?
Yeah, Lefty's actually old Fapper.
You'd be willing to give that up?
I started my career on the right. I can go back to the right.
All right, that's an acceptable answer.
I won't be able to manipulate a mouse at the same time, so that's going to be a little sad. That will stand in the way of my technique.
You're going to have to like stretch those hammies a little bit, get that foot up there on the table.
Oh, just on the laptop tap pad, just clicking away like a little foot ambidextrous monkey. I don't know. That could be fun. Well, hell, let's try to keep this one evergreen so we can save it. Let's not talk current events unless you want to do current events. Because I don't care. We can do...
We've been doing...
It's my show. We can put on whatever, whenever.
I've enjoyed, like, the discussion of, like, strange people we know.
I know tons. Who do you want to get into on my side? I like your little lap dancing fruit of a friend. He was funny. His little Riri helmet and everything.
All right, so we were dissing the whole Redskins Park experience.
Yeah, it's putrid. I've never gone for an actual game. I went for a preseason game, and I was like, that's enough.
You want to talk about your former coworkers and people who would actually, like, is it one of those things where it's like you're a gynecologist and it sort of loses its...
Well, because I worked in sports radio for a while.
Well, not just you, but other people around you. Did other people at the stadium get excited about going to the games at all?
Yeah, they loved it.
Even the ones who, like, weren't allowed on field because of the job, they're really just like, hey, I do grunt work, and then I spend my entire paycheck in order to go to Redskins Park.
Yeah, I think most of them would have loved going. I hate loud volume. I hate being packed in. I hate lines. I hate waiting. I hate traffic. I hate paying money for stuff that I don't really, like, that I think is overpriced. It's a lot of things I hate.
But, and you also, here's
just
the
to see the black men in uniforms that I like.
You also like feeling like you're better than other people.
Yeah. And if I'm all around you, then I'm not better than you.
But
I'm just with you.
By just like avoiding the entire scene.
I'm better than everyone.
Yeah.
I'm smarter. I saved my money. You know that memory you that paid like $1,000 for? I have that memory too, and it cost me nothing.
And I DVR'd it too.
I had an HD vision. Yeah, exactly. You want to see my memory again? I went right by the commercials. That was a great interception. I saw it too, asshole.
All right, so let me know, man. What do you think the Redskins' outlook is for the season?
I'll be honest. I don't think RG3 looks as good as Andrew Luck by a large margin. So I'm not happy about that so far.
I've been watching preseason.
I've seen Andrew Luck in the preseason tear ass up.
Has he?
Look pro ready. Oh, God, yeah. Look every bit of first, you know, the first pick in the first round.
Okay. I mean, our defense is really coming at him at this point. I just feel like...
They're trying to. In fact, the Skins had the best kind of getting at him out of all four of the defenses he played.
So he has pass protection. I did not expect that.
The line's not putrid, to my knowledge.
Okay. They were last year.
Yeah, they don't seem so bad.
Okay.
I wasn't bowled over by anyone really looking like ass.
Okay. I figured he was just going to spend half the season on his back. That's why...
No, if anything, that's what it looks like RG3 is going to be doing.
Okay.
And RG3's... He looks like more of a project than Luck.
Well,
now,
everybody knew that going in, though. Like, you just look at the offenses that they ran in college. RG3 was running the spread at Baylor. Come on, son.
Was it just
that's
like a
not...
little baby offense?
I won't... You know, honestly, yeah. I think he probably only had to read, like, two routes anytime that he was getting snapped the ball. I mean, he executed it excellently, but it's just he actually has to take snaps. I mean, I he might have done...
I just... I don't want him to suck because I will lose my S that they didn't fight for that number one and then the Colts try to get the two from St. Louis or something like
they
that.
They would never... Colts were never going to give up number one.
I think they would have for, like, just... Way too much.
No. Irsay was sold on Luck. Here's one thing I respect RG3 for. When Irsay had the gall to invite him for a workout.
And he said, screw you.
It was just like...
It's like when they interview the black coach for 10 minutes. It's like,
yeah,
thank you.
Exactly.
Rooney rule.
Yeah. No, it was just... It was such an insult. I'm like, no, dude. You're so pretending that there's a competition. I felt like they were just also trying to make Luck feel like, hey... You know, you're not just getting this, you know.
Oh, man. Wow, the power really did just hiccup.
We do have a tornado.
Ah, it's awesome. We are going to die. Oh, we're going to clutch each other like a couple of queers.
Oh,
man.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. This is not good because,
do you need,
like,
to save? Should we just, like, cut and then save this so we have, like, a record?
Yeah, you know what? Let's piece
Sorry,
the hell
people.
Out of here. Exactly. We got to... I want
to
have
Hopefully something. You get to hear this show because it's been good.
All right, Howard, thank you for coming in. It's at Expegetical, and that link can be found now on inpapasbasement.com. That's the show's website where you can get a hold of me, show host John Papagiorgio. It's got my Twitter, which is at Papa's Basement. Links to facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And we need to just get the hell out of here. You've also got the iTunes link.
Well, we're not going outside, man.
No, we're not.
We're hanging out in the studio for a couple hours.
Oh, man. Until next week, I hope we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.